Lyrics of Lowly Life by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Lonesome. Mother's gone a-visitin' to spend a month or two, and, oh, the house is lonesome as a nest whose birds has flew. To other trees to build again the rooms seem jest so bare that the echoes run like sparrots from the kitchen to the stair. The shedders flap more lazy, likin' what they used to do, since Mother's gone a-visitin' to spend a month or two. We've killed the fattest chicken, and we've cooked her to a turn. We've made the richest gravy, but I just don't give a dern. For nothing that I drink or eat or nothing that I see, the food ain't got the pleasant taste it used to have to me. There's something sticking in my throat as tight as hardened glue since Mother's gone a-visitin' to spend a month or two. The hollyhocks are just as pink. They're double ones at that, and I was prouder of 'em than a baby of a cat. But now I don't go near 'em, though they nod and blush at me. For there's something seems to gall me in their careless sort of glee, and all their friendly nodding and their blushing seems to say, "You're pretty lonesome, John, old boy, since Mother's gone away." The neighbors ain't so friendly as it seems they ought to be. They seem to be a-looking kind of sideways like at me. I kind of feared they'd tetch me off as if I was a match, and all because that Mother's gone and I'm a-keeping batch. I'm sure I don't do nothing worse than what I used to do, for Mother went a-visitin' to spend a month or two. The sparrers acts more fearsome-like and won't hop quite so near. The cricket chirp is sadder and the sky ain't half so clear. When evening comes, I set and smoke till my eyes begin to swim, and things around commence to look all blurred and faint and dim. Well, I guess I'll have to own up that I'm feeling pretty blue, since Mother's gone a-visitin' to spend a month or two. The End of Lonesome. A poem by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, read by Rick Kistner for Let It Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.